Now, Y'all Active Retirement Association was formed on May the 1st this year and is affiliated to Active Retirement Ireland, which has over 550 groups all over Ireland. And I am delighted to say that I'm joined in studio by Phyllis Foley and Frank Down. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Linda. Thank you for having us.
I'm delighted to have you. Now, let's have a quick chat, I suppose, about how all of this came about. Phyllis, we might start with you.
Well, I suppose, Linda, to be fair, it was probably in just a moment of lunacy.
All great things happen from lunacy, Phyllis. All great things.
That I thought of it being of the older generation now myself and retired, and you see what the needs of people are when you're retired and getting a bit older. And it was just one of the things that kind of flashed through my mind one of the days and said, God, it would be great, you know, to start something like that. So I did a small bit of research and got on to Active Retirement Ireland and saw how you set it up and all that. So not knowing what to do next, I was at a meeting, a different meeting another night, and met Frank and we were talking about it. And he very generously said, well, if you're doing something, you know, with that, I'd be very glad to help you. And my wife will as well.
It says you. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much. And it kind of took off from there. And to be fair, we're great. Well, I think we are anyway. Great working together. You know, we can work very well with Grania and Franklin. We can get things done. And, you know, so we started from there. And hoping that we'd have a few people the first meeting, and then it went on and the meetings got bigger and the interest got greater and it kind of went on from there. So we need to progress it now and, you know, make people aware of it.
Yeah, and to build it on.
But the main purpose of the group too, you know, to make it quite clear, is that the group itself will only be as good as the contribution that the people, that the members make. We can't do it.
No, people have to roll in behind it.
You do. We're only kind of facilitators in a way. And we can, you know, organise things and do that sort of and get meetings together and people together. But it's up to the group at the end of the day. And the most successful groups are the ones that the members work well and that they contribute and they come up with ideas and, you know, all that.
And go from there.
Yeah.
And Frank, of course, retirement is one of those times that when people get to it, they often don't know what to do with themselves. Sure they don't.
Very often, yes. And we find that a lot of our members, for example, are people that are new to Y'all and don't have any connection with Y'all or have a very low connection with Y'all. And they are looking for outlets and they're looking for an opportunity to meet people. And they see this as a social outlet. Also, a lot of our members would be people whose children have left Y'all, are gone, and they're on their own pretty much a lot of the time. So it provides an outlet and an opportunity for them to meet other people of their own age group and to get involved in activities that would suit them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It sounds like a brilliant idea. And what are the type of activities that you typically would do?
Well, I suppose that we tend to look at the thing, first of all, as a social outlet in the very first instance, where people can meet, have a chat, have a cup of coffee. And then we provide a range of social outlets. Things like we have a walking group, which meets on Mondays and Thursdays. We have a pitch and putt group. We have a yoga group. And then also we organise trips. For example, we're going to Spike Island on Wednesday for a day trip, and we're looking at organising a trip to a hotel in Kildare for a couple of days in October, which is organised by True Active Retirement Ireland, and we get a very good rate for that because of our association with them. We've also started doing some work with the Regal Cinema. We had 55 people one Monday morning recently to see the movie Yesterday. And we're organising another event in August on a Monday morning again, and then another event in September. So the range of activities is expanding, and it very much reflects the interests and the needs of the people that are in the group.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Phyllis, I suppose the social aspect of it is probably the most important aspect of it, isn't it?
Well, it is for some people, you know, but again, it gets back to the diversity of the group, because some people are very young at 70, and then other people are maybe, you know, mightn't be because of health issues or something or other like that. So we try and look at, you know, the diversity of the group. So for some people, they're active, they want to be going 7 days a week, you know, but for others, then, it, you know, it might be that we need to support them in other ways. And going back to, you know, what Frank was saying, we're trying to set up a kind of a support group for people that maybe, again, that would be on their own and that, you know, may have health issues and stuff like that. And we could, you know, coordinate drivers, or if there was some of the group that had free time and had a free car, that they could do trips to the hospital and stuff like that, you know. So we'd coordinate support, that kind of thing. So we're broken up into a lot of different, you know, groups. And
And that's a major advantage, isn't it? When you have a group of people who are like-minded, who are all retired, who all understand the needs. And as you said, everybody has different needs.
They do.
Some people can, and we saw it at the Ironman recently, there was 70-odd-year-olds crossing the line.
Absolutely.
And they, I mean, like, just because you hit a certain age in your life, it doesn't mean that you're all going to fall in the same standard. Sure it doesn't.
No, absolutely.
One of the
not.
Things that we've done, for example, is there's a scheme run by Pubble called the Seniors Alert Scheme. It's an alarm system for elderly people. And there was nobody in Yall managing and operating that. So we've taken that on board and we've registered with Pubble, and we're now approved to go out and offer an alarm system to people who may need it. And so that's a service that we feel would be of great benefit to our members. So that we decided to get involved in that because our members said it's something we want.
Yeah.
So very much it's a response. That's a direct response to people saying to us, we need the alarm system up and running. And we said, OK, we'll go and do something about it.
And that's a big advantage, isn't it? That you can all sit down and actually ask the question, guys, what do you need? Yeah. What do you need support with? Yeah. And you don't often get that. I mean, like, the beauty of these locally organised groups with people that are from the area, that are from the localities, people are a lot freer to say what they want, aren't they?
There, and the other thing that's very important with that age group is the skill set that they'd have. You know, I often say you don't live to be 70 without kind of learning something.
Absolutely.
You know, so the knowledge and the skill sets that's in that group of people, like, is enormous. We haven't even tapped on it yet, I'd say. And we're hoping that that's going to emerge, that people are going to come forward and say, well, I can do this, or, you know, what do you think if we do that? You know, and we're open to all that, those kind of suggestions, if it's possible to do it. But it must be enormous, the knowledge and the skill set that's
huge.
There.
Huge. It must be.
It must be.
Yeah, you said you can't hit 70 without picking something up along the line. It's not possible. In fairness, it's not. Now, you'd like to give a bit of a call out for some help in developing a website. So if there's anybody out there at the moment who knows WordPress, now if you're into any of these internet-y thingies, you'll know what WordPress is. So a quick shout out, if there's anyone out there who would like to come aboard and give the guys a hand to help develop a website. And it's great because the website is something that everybody, I know social media can be a bit hit or miss with different age categories, but in general, websites, most people of most ages have access and use it, don't they?
Well, I think the importance of the website we are discovering as we go along is that we are developing resources and developing information for people. But it's very difficult to communicate it without having some sort of repository for that information. Mm-hmm. So if we had a website, we could put all sorts of support information on it relative to the needs of our group. And as a means of communication. What has happened to us is that with almost 80 members, it's gone from nothing to being quite big very quickly. And the whole communication process is very demanding. And
it brings its own challenges with it, doesn't it? Yeah, the bigger you get, the more you have to do.
Quite suddenly, when we're all just learning, you know. Yeah.
Are you pleased with how many people? Is it only there since May? So are you pleased with how many people?
We're blown away, really, to be honest with you, because every meeting, we have a meeting every second Wednesday in Cumanadena, which is very relaxed too, because Cumanadena allows us to use the cafe downstairs. So we have tea and biscuits and a bit of cake for people first so that they can just have a chat and a kind of a get together and get to know one another. And if new members come in, we have time to say hello and welcome and, you know, just introduce them. And that happened in a way kind of by accident, but it works very well.
Yeah.
So people are relaxed then. We give it about 20 minutes and then we go into the meeting. We're never very long. An hour is kind of nearly the most, except sometimes when we'd have a guest speaker, and you know, we'll have a guest speaker now the next day from the yoga centre down in the Allen's Quay. Mm-hmm. She's going to talk about wellness and, you know, what she does and mindfulness and all that kind of stuff. So we'll do that as well to break up the meetings a little bit, you know, that we'll bring speakers in on particular interests. Yeah. And again, see what we can learn from them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, well, as you said, it's relatively new.
And you have all these resources, in fairness, in the community that people are not aware of.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to start a reading group now in the library, again, mm-hmm. for some of our members. And it was just a matter of kind of going around to see what was there. And then there's probably an art class going to start. And, you know, again, because there's a lady that's they are doing it.
Yeah,
you know?
And it is. And I actually had Marianne on with me there earlier on, speaking about stuff that comes up in the All Library. And that's just one example of a great resource that we have in this town. I'm always saying there's so much stuff happening
there
in this town all the time, and people just don't know about it.
The other thing that we're doing, which is an interesting development, in that we see that we want to create a community of our own to support each other, but also once we do that, that we reach out to the wider community. And one of the things that we're doing is we've created a little support group that works with Tidy Towns, and we'll take on projects with Tidy Towns and offer them support and actually go out and volunteer for them,
which is brilliant, because they're another fabulous group in this town.
And also we're working with a lot of our members are with Clean Coast, and we do the Clean Coast work. And we see that as the start of us reaching out and interacting with the community. And particularly to try, and if we can involve younger people. One of the projects we're looking at very much later in the year is to have an archive system where we would get old photographs from people. And it's particularly relevant for our group. And we're going to try and link that with stories, for example. So if someone brings a photograph, we'd archive it, and we'd archive the story relating to that photograph.
Yeah.
So it would link in the things that are happening, say, with Y'all News, with their photographs, the stuff that you're doing here, that we would become part of that as well and support it.
Yeah, and it's like the possibilities really are endless as to what you can do.
Yeah, they are, but you know, you need the support of the group as well.
Yeah, and you
and
said
that's very, very important.
Hugely important,
people,
in fairness.
Because then, you know, as you say, it is endless what you can do if you can get people working together. We saw it with the Ironman, what happened.
Unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, that showed what the heart and soul of this town was about. It really did, like, in fairness.
It was amazing,
a group of like-minded people coming together,
just
all pushing it in the same direction.
Yeah,
it's so brilliant.
In a way, we're trying to do something like that with the older age group, you know? Because
and I think the important thing that we're talking about is that we don't want to invent any wheels. We worked in with Tidy Towns. We work in with Clean Coast. We don't develop our own group. We go in behind and we support other groups. We don't see it as our role to be pioneers in that area. I mean, the only thing we've done separately is the Seniors Alert Scheme, which needed to be done.
Yeah, absolutely.
And was very relevant to us. But otherwise, we see ourselves as supporting and being involved in other areas.
No, it sounds absolutely brilliant. Just remind people again, if they want to get involved, how do they go about it?
Our next meeting is the 21st of August. It's in Comunidina. It's on at 3:30. The membership fee for a year is €50, and that covers insurance and their membership of Active Retirement Ireland. And they also get, with that then, a senior's card or
a
membership card, which entitles you to 10% discount in a I don't know about around town now, but we'll have to kind of research that. But certainly all over the country, you'll get a list of places where they'll give you 10%. And then we charge €3 for every meeting, because we have to pay for the facility. And for the tea and coffee, we have to pay Comunidina for that as well. Now, so far, people take turns to make a cake, and we'd always have a bit of cake. So some of the members are very good, and they bring along something on the Wednesday, so we've that as well, and it's great.
Listen, I know it is Active Retirement Group, lads, but would you consider taking someone who's not quite retired yet?
Absolutely.
Can I hold my hand up? This, I'm telling you, this is brilliant.
It's interesting that you should say that, Linda, because quite a number of people that are in our group are still working. But they see this as a step towards retirement. And we'd be more than willing to have people. In fact, they say anybody over 50 can join. Yeah. So it's not an elitist group. And it's very interesting for people that are still working. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are one or two members who are have full-time jobs, but see this as an opportunity to meet other people pretty much in their own age group and to be involved in the social aspects and also to allow them to see the impact of what retirement will be for them.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So, it's listen, continued success. You've done massively well so far, considering it's only a few months in operation. You're 80 members already. Hope to speak to you in a couple of months and you're up to 100. I'll speak to you next year and you're up to 1,000. You're like, Linda, stop! We can't do anymore. That is Phyllis Foley and Frank Down of the Y'all Active Retirement Association. Thank you so much, guys, for popping in to me today.
Thanks, Linda. You, Linda.